family problems in a key state. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Arizona, which could decide the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, is having trouble with tabulation machines in Maricopa County. The county elections division says 20% of the machines are malfunctioning, meaning not counting ballots at the election site. However, redundancies kicked in immediately, which means votes from those machines will still be counted, but at the central site downtown instead. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy answering a question earlier about accepting election results.
We want to make sure every race is fair, honest, and accountable. There's nothing wrong with making sure a race is accountable and looking at it, but at the end of the day, when it's proven, you move forward.
President Biden has said it would be tough for Democrats to keep control of the House. The Senate considered a toss-up, hinging on several states, some races tightening more than expected.
They're going in to vote for heating and eating. They're going in to vote for milk and eggs and bread.
Republican Don Baldock hoping to unseat Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire and telling reporters he will concede if he loses, though the Trump-backed candidate has previously said he believes the 2020 election was stolen. In the Georgia governor's race, two-time Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams accusing Republican incumbent Brian Kemp of voter suppression, again, this time over changes made after the 2020 election.
Republicans insist the new photo ID requirements and polling site regulations make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And Kemp has kept his campaign focused on an issue polling at the top of voters' minds, the economy.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri. One winning ticket just announced for a record Powerball jackpot in Altadena, California, worth more than $2 billion in a delayed drawing this morning after protocol issues in one state last night. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
If either or both of Georgia's top two races go to a runoff, libertarians on the ballot may be a factor.
The third-party candidates have talked about issues many care about. In a recent governor's debate, Shane Hazel discussed legalizing pot.
It is a right of people. It is medicine. It is something that we can add to our industry here in Georgia and really displace a lot of what comes in from outside of Georgia.
Chase Oliver, third man in the Senate race, wants better for those who defend our country.
And speaking with veterans, they can tell you that the most broken thing involved when they come back from war is the VA system.
Oliver is on record saying if there is a runoff, he'd endorse neither Senator Warnock nor Herschel Walker. In Atlanta, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A candidate needs to get more than 50% of the vote in Georgia to avoid a runoff. A major winter storm pounding California, bringing rain and snow to the drought-stricken state, along with possible flash flooding in areas recently scarred by wildfires. Mandatory evacuations in parts of Southern California, a flash flood watch in northern parts of the state, several inches of rain possible through tomorrow. This as Florida's Atlantic coast prepares for Tropical Storm Nicole, heading first for the Bahamas. The votes are in for a magazine's annual tribute.
Chris Evans has been named the sexiest man alive by People magazine. The 41-year-old is best known for his near-decade run as Captain America in the Marvel Universe. He takes the baton from another Avenger, Paul Rudd. Evans told the publication his mom will be so happy, but that he's likely to be teased by his friends, saying the title is, quote, ripe for harassment. Evans joins the likes of previous title holders Michael B. Jordan, John Legend, and Idris Elba. People polls. Sexiest Man Alive edition hits newsstands on Friday. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
An Election Day rally on Wall Street right now. The Dow's up 502. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.